Radio Nigeria, uplifting the people and uniting the nation.
Welcome to DPR Half Hour.
A very good morning to you and thanks for joining us again this Wednesday morning on DPR Half Hour, right here on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, DPR Half Hour is proudly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria, just to ensure compliance with proven standards and best practices. The program X-rays the activities of the agency and the petroleum sector generally. Once again, welcome to DPR Half Hour. My name is Ahmed Olalikan. Well, on the program today, we'll be talking safety and a couple of other issues in the petroleum industry. Remember, as a listener, you have a chance to be a part of the program. You can send a text message. You can call in, rather. You can call 0818-706-9979. That's 0818-706-9979. You can also call 0813-331-3172. That's 0813-331-3172. You can send a messages on our social media platforms. We're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/DPR Hotline. On Twitter, it's at DPR Hotline. On Instagram, it's at DPR Hotline. You can send an email to info@dpr.gov.ng. We'll take a very quick break, and when we return, you get to know who our guests are and, of course, the issues we'll be looking at today. Welcome again. Don't go.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
All right, we made a promise. DPR Half Hour will be back, and we're back now to talk about the issue of the day. Today, we're talking safety, safe handling of petroleum products during the dry season. Of course, we know the dry season is here, and it comes with a lot of fire for some people who are very, very careless with handling petroleum products. And now we have two professionals in our studio this morning to shed light on this very important issue as it concerns safety. We have the Assistant Director Safety of the HSE Division of the DPR. Yeah, this is his third time on the show, Mr. Umaru Murike. Thanks for coming again.
Thank you, Mr. Ahmed.
All right, we also have a Chief Chemical Engineer of the HSE Division of the DPR. Well, he's a debutant on the show. Well, we're glad to have him, Engineer A.B. Ogyonwu. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Ahmed. Thank you, listeners.
All right, so let's get to business now. Safety, safety, safety. We understand the hazards that come with the dry season, especially when it comes to handling petroleum products and fire incidences. What safety precautions should be taken before the discharge of products at petrol stations? Let's start with that, Mr. Umar.
Thank you, Ahmed, and good morning, listeners. It's good to be with you again at this time. Petroleum products, as you all know, is a hazardous material, substance. So there is always precautions that should be taken to ensure that it does not go off and kill people. So there are some precautions that need to be taken when discharging the product, especially petrol, that is PMS. And when you carry PMS from one point to another, there is always agitation of the product. So when you arrive at your destination, the first precaution you should take is to ensure that this product settles down before discharge, before you start your discharge. So that's the first thing you should take into consideration. And another thing is to make ensure that there is earthing, because if you don't earth the truck to the facility, there is a possibility of having a spark. And once you have a spark, And you know, petroleum product is always traveling in air. There is always that saturation at the air. So there is a tendency of spark. And once you have a spark, then there is a fire that will emanate from there. Another precaution that should be taken is to ensure that the couplings that you use for coupling the pipe and the hose are safe, and they are also properly tightened. Because once you have a small friction from them, there is also going to be a spark, and that spark can also result into fire. And one other thing that you should also ensure you eliminate is leakages. Because if you go to filling stations, you find that some of the nozzles are leaking. And that is another a way of getting a fire as a result of the operations. And the supervisors too should also ensure that they are aware of the self-handling of the petroleum products. One thing I want to mention here is what is even key above all these things I mentioned are training. Yes, once the staff that are engaged in handling these petroleum products are not trained, then they find it very difficult to know what hazards they are coming into contact with.
Okay.
So it is very important that these people get proper training. And that is why the department is putting in place. I was here the other time and talked about the MISDO. Yeah, that is the minimum industry safety training that is coming up. And we hope that it's going to be launched at the first quarter of 2019. And that program will ensure that every staff that is working in the oil industry downstream is properly trained to know all the hazards of the operations of the facilities that they are handling.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Engineer Ibi, let's get to you now. Does this issue of simultaneous operation, we hear it has a lot of risk factors associated to it. Can you tell us more about it?
Okay. Thank you very much, Ahmed. Good morning, once again, listeners. Before I get to the issue of simultaneous operations, I want to give us a little bit of peep into the statistics which we have as a department. From the statistics that we have, majority of accidents that we have in the industry with respect to movement, storage, and usage of petroleum products normally happen during the dry season. And that is because of the Harmattan season that is associated generally with the incoming dry season. You know that there is the danger of static electricity that is prevalent during the Harmattan season. And this is not also very good for products, petroleum products that are inflammable, such as PMS and the rest of them. So it is also very important that filling stations are aware of this, and even the general public is aware of this, so that everybody can take the necessary precautions. Coming to the issue of simultaneous operations permitted generally in the oil and gas industry, by simultaneous operations we mean when you have a tanker, for example, that is discharging petroleum products into the filling station storage tanks, and then at the same time you find out that some of the petrol attendants, the pump attendants, selling products at the same time from the same tank. It's generally not permitted in the industry. The same thing too applies in cases of LPG refilling plants. We have had incidences in the past where we have investigated and found out that these incidences were caused as a result of simultaneous operations taking place. You know, the resultant effect is that apart from the fact that it can make the operators of these facilities from being distracted in their primary duty, okay, it also poses a lot of risks with respect to fire hazards. So that is the reason why it is outlawed. And this has been made known to all operators by way of our bulletins and even our SOPs, standard operating procedures, which we have issued in the past.
All right, Mr. Omuru, let's look at the recommended practice now to prevent a fire outbreak or to combat it, let's say in a filling station, whether a petrol filling station or an LPG plant.
Oh, thank you once again, Ahmed, and the listeners. The recommended practices that are supposed to be taken by facilities that handles petroleum products like LPGs or petroleum products like PMS. The first thing is to ensure that you have fire break. And fire break means that between your facility to the nearest neighborhood, there should be cleared to ensure that no grass, no any materials that can be transport any
fire
yes into your facility. That's the first thing you should ensure that you have in place. Another one is to ensure that there is no burning of any material around your facility. So ensure that even if you have neighbors, that you make them aware of the dangers that they are is within them, so that there shouldn't be any fire burning. Because when you are burning some materials at this time, when you have Mahamatan, there is always a wind blowing around, so it is possible that it will transport the fire down to your facility. And another precaution we should take is to ensure we have adequate firefighting equipment in our stations. There are fire extinguishers, there are buckets, sand buckets that are supposed to also be available in case of any fire. And the people working there are supposed to also be trained on how to handle this equipment. Because if you are not trained and those equipments are there, then they are like useless.
Okay, so these are recommended practices.
These are recommended practices.
Now, are there sanctions that the DPR mete out to practitioners who do not stick to these practices?
Yes, there are recommended practices. And another recommended practice I want to also mention is loitering.
Okay.
Yeah, you have people that are coming into the stations doing nothing. Some are selling, some are begging. Or those are things that are also prohibited. And once the DPR finds out that these practices are not adhered to, then there are penalties. One of the penalties is to sanction the station. We can seal it up for some time. We can also impose fines. And if the stations are recalcitrant, they continue misbehaving, we can also withdraw their licenses.
Wow, so loitering is a part of it. I didn't see that coming. Well, we have people who sell things in fuel stations these days. It's like a norm. Isn't the DPR doing anything to check that particularly?
Sell what?
Sell things, like people who hawk.
Okay,
hawk
the hawking,
things.
Yes. Like I said, yes, that is really very, very prohibited. And we don't allow that to happen. And whenever it happens and the DPR's attention is brought to that, we'll sanction the station for doing
right.
that.
I like what you said, Mr. Omuru. Yeah. DPR attention is brought to that.
Yes.
So we'll take a very quick break now. Remember, the number is to call 0818-706-9979. 0813-331-3172. These are the numbers to call to be a part of the program live this morning on DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Right after this break, we'll be back to talk about how Nigerians can send these reports. Because I know a lot of times the DPR does not have eyes everywhere to see everything. So Nigerians are in a better position to see those things and point them to the DPR. That's right.
Yeah,
so we'll take this break, and when we return, you'll get to find out how we as Nigerians can do that. To stay.
The Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR, has commenced the online registration of the following licenses and permits: Oil and Gas Industry Service Permit, OGISP, Retail Outlet License, ORM, Depot License, DPL, Coastal Vessel License, CVL, Refinery Processing License, RPL, Import and Export Permit, IMPEX, and Loop Blending Plant License, LBL. Please visit our website www.dpr.gov.ng or download our mobile app on Google Play Store for further details.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
All right, we're back now. It's still DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. 0818-706-9979, 0813-331-3172. These are the numbers to call to be a part of the program. We're talking safety of handling petroleum products. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, what's your name and your location?
Yeah.
Lucky, where are you calling from?
Calling from Sari Gomu, in Lagos, yeah.
All right, Lucky, go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah. Please, why is it that that the fire loads in some of these filling stations are higher than the fire protection facilities there?
Fire what?
Fire loads.
The fire load, I'm talking of the fuel and other, like the building there. They are higher than the fire protection facility in that place. For instance, you see that you go to some filling stations, maybe two fire extinguishers in that place. And the fire load there, in case of any fire, those two fire extinguishers cannot put out that fire there.
Okay. All right.
Two, I want to suggest that those filling stations that you people approved, that is built within where people are living, can't you suggest to them that they should build a dedicated fire hydrant that is working 24 hours?
Okay, all right.
They can be able to mix up.
All right, thank you, Lucky, for your call. Our guests will react to your questions. 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's your name and your location?
Okay, my name is Ondo Nengemso. I'm calling from Abuja.
I didn't get your name.
Okay, my name is Ondo Nengemso. I'm from Abuja.
All right, Ondo Nengemso from Abuja. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, thank you so much. I want to ask you this. A friend of mine who worked with me, when he was working as a conductor from a petrol tanker, I was told to say that when they go to the depot to hold, some of them, they asked them to have a fire extinguisher before they will go. They will borrow this fire extinguisher from a friend of them that they know that they don't have their tongue, it's not yet closed. They will go in there, after they come inside, they will give them down the transport. Sometimes they transport the petrol to neighbor states, like people charge only there, which is neighboring country. Because they don't have the power to arrest them by the road to check them whether they have this on their way on this long journey. We don't have that power. I want to ask the second question is that, what are they doing for the issue of underage driving? Because most of these accidents are caused, most of these underage students drivers of this tankers.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. You got the questions. All right, we'll take one more call and then we get reactions to the questions. 0818-706-9979, 0813-331-3172. We're talking safety in terms of handling petroleum products in this dry season. Okay, Dr. Umaru, let's react to the questions that we have already.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that call. The first person that called from Lagos, I can't remember the name. Sorry,
Lucky.
Michael.
Lucky.
Okay, Lucky. I was talking of a fire load that the stations have a few fire extinguishers. And we realize that once fire starts, what you need to do is to react immediately. Except the fire is beyond the stations. Those fire extinguishers that are normally at the stations, and they normally they are not. Each pump station has to have a fire extinguisher. So if you have five pumps at the station, there should be about five extinguishers there. So if the fire goes beyond the capability of the stations, then that's when you have to have help from outside. And there is no facility that can be able to handle every fire that happens in their stations.
Okay, so there's one pump
outside the help that should come.
Okay, one pump, one fire extinguisher. That's standard practice.
Yes.
All right, let's take this caller before we attend to the other questions. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's your name and location, please? Hello. Okay. Hello? Okay, I think we're having issues with the connection. Okay. Okay. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please. Okay, we lost that. So let's just react quickly to the second question.
Okay.
Engineer Ibi.
Yes. The second caller made mention... No,
the first one asked two questions, isn't it?
Okay.
One of the other questions was he was asking of a building station near people's houses. What I want the public to know is that DPR don't build houses, building stations around houses. Most of the time, the houses come and meet the petrol stations or the facilities there. I can give you an example of the last incident that happened in Lagos here, where we have fire at a gas plant. That gas plant was built about 20 years ago. At the time when it was built, there was no single house around. But if you go there now, you see that houses are all around it. So mostly before we build filling stations, we ensure that those safety precautions are put in considerations before giving out this thing. And we also liaise with the town planning of the state, the fire fighting institutions in the state to ensure that safety precautions are taken before filling stations are built.
In other words, can we say those structures are illegal structures, the houses there?
The houses are legal structures most of the time because they get permission from the town planning before they build them. Yeah, but we are now talking with the various town planning in the state to ensure that before we give out a license for building filling stations and before the state also give a permit for building houses, we ensure that those lapses are no more there.
Okay.
So we are in sync with them now to ensure these things are taken care of.
All right, Engineer, the other caller mentioned underage driving. What's your reaction to that?
There were two questions that was actually asked by the second caller. The other one was about borrowing fire extinguishers before tankers go into to load at depots. We are not aware. The department is not aware of this. It is a standard procedure or requirement for every tanker. Let me say this. The DPRO is also saddled with the responsibility to ensure that all tankers are properly calibrated before they go into load at depot. So at every stage, we ensure that every tanker, even during the calibration exercises, we ensure that the minimum requirement to have fire extinguishers for tankers are met. And even when these same tankers go into the depots to load petroleum products, we also are there to monitor and ensure that those same tankers that were passed and have their calibration certificates and have the fire extinguishers are the ones that still come in to load. We are not aware that some of these tankers do borrow fire extinguishers. It is not allowed. But where such things happen, we do recommend that it should be brought to the notice of the department.
Okay.
So that we can take necessary action. The second question which the second caller asked was about underage drivers of tankers. With respect to this, we are currently liaising with the Federal Road Safety Commission. Like you are well aware, the issue of having driving license is not under the jurisdiction of the Department of Petroleum Resources. That is under the FRSC. And we are currently liaising with the FRSC to make sure that if there are such cases of underage drivers, it is eliminated so that it is not in the oil and gas industry.
Okay. We still have a couple of more questions here on safe handling of petroleum products, but time will not permit us to take all of this. Can we do a part of this next week? Can we complete this session next week? Okay, so we will complete the session on safe handling of petroleum products next week. Before we go, there's a publication that's made in one of the national dailies with a headline, Streamline the Functions of the DPR. Stakeholders tell the federal government. I don't want to start going into the details of this publication, but quickly, I know you've seen the publication. Can you just react quickly to that? The up and down of it is that the stakeholders are alleging that there seem to be a lot of load on the DPR, and it's making the DPR less effective. So what's your reaction to that?
Thank you, Ahmed. Yes, our attention has been drawn to this publication of a Punch newspaper of the 3rd December 2018, which some purported stakeholders were urging the federal government to streamline the functions of the DPR, which in their own impression was that it was not justifiable. Well, the names mentioned were not even names that we know about. They are just hiding under some guise.
Okay.
So, and their mode of communication demonstrates how little they know about the industry. And so we like to advise the general public to disregard this sort of information, and all that is contents, as is a negative information, to say the least. So we are, however, not going to allow this publication to go without a rejoinder. The department is going to issue out a rejoinder to the public by next week.
Okay.
Also, yes, to give the proper perspective of what is this issue is about. So we expect the public to look out within next week that we are going to issue a rejoinder on this.
Okay. All right. So the market regulates and monitor oil and gas activities in Nigeria. Exactly. Well, that's where we drop anchor on the program today, DPR Half Hour. Apologies for some of the calls we could not take. We had a number of them that we couldn't take, especially time is usually a problem. Mm-hmm. So next week, we will look at this issue again, safe handling of petroleum products in the dry season, so that we can know how to stay safe. Thank you very much to our guest for coming, the Assistant Director of Safety, HSC Division of the DPR, Mr. Umaru Murike. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Ahmed. Thank you, listeners.
Okay, thanks also to the Chief Chemical Engineer of HSC Division of the Department, Engineer AB Ogionwu. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Ahmed. Thank you, listeners, and let us stay safe.
All right, let's stay safe. Until next week, when we get back to this issue, from me, I'm saying stay safe. Big thanks to my studio manager, Idowu Ezebio. My name is Ahmed Olalekan. Good morning.